Question 1. You hear a man talking about planting flower seeds in his garden.
I'm a keen gardener, and there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing everything I've planted coming up in spring. I think it's nice to put in some early flowering seeds as soon as winter's properly over, maybe in April, so there's less chance of a late frost that you sometimes get in the earlier months of the year. You wouldn't want to leave it as late as May to do any planting if you want to see the results by June, though. You should have a lovely splash of colour in the flower beds by then. I'm a keen gardener, and there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing everything I've planted coming up in spring. I think it's nice to put in some early flowering seeds as soon as winter's properly over, maybe in April, so there's less chance of a late frost that you sometimes get in the earlier months of the year. You wouldn't want to leave it as late as May to do any planting if you want to see the results by June, though. You should have a lovely splash of colour in the flower beds by then.
Question 2. You hear two friends talking about when they last met.
George, it's so lovely to see you again. It must be ages since we last met.
Oh, I suppose it is. But weren't you at Michael's 21st party last August?
No, I wasn't. I got the flu at the last minute. I think the last time I saw you was 3 years ago in December, when we all had dinner together in that Indian restaurant.
No, surely we've met since then. Wait a minute. It was at Peter's place, when he and Jenny got married.
Yes, of course it was. Wasn't it a fantastic reception?
One of the best I've ever been to.
George, it's so lovely to see you again. It must be ages since we last met.
Oh, I suppose it is. But weren't you at Michael's 21st party last August?
No, I wasn't. I got the flu at the last minute. I think the last time I saw you was 3 years ago in December, when we all had dinner together in that Indian restaurant.
No, surely we've met since then. Wait a minute. It was at Peter's place, when he and Jenny got married.
Yes, of course it was. Wasn't it a fantastic reception?
One of the best I've ever been to.
Question 3. You hear a woman talking about the kind of book she currently enjoys reading.
I suppose the books I've tended to pick up most often are somehow romantic. Not in the traditional sense, but like Time to Go, which I've read recently. It's about the lonely individual against the world, about a man's relationship with nature. It's a moving story. I used to be into mysteries in a big way. I just loved the thrill of trying to work out who'd done the crime before the detective did. I started to find the themes repetitive after a while, though. I've actually gone back to my childhood favorite recently. Simple fairy tales may not seem very grown up, but some of them are real classics. I suppose the books I've tended to pick up most often are somehow romantic. Not in the traditional sense, but like Time to Go, which I've read recently. It's about the lonely individual against the world, about a man's relationship with nature. It's a moving story. I used to be into mysteries in a big way. I just loved the thrill of trying to work out who'd done the crime before the detective did. I started to find the themes repetitive after a while, though. I've actually gone back to my childhood favorite recently. Simple fairy tales may not seem very grown up, but some of them are real classics.
Question 4. You hear two friends discussing the sports they play.
I haven't played tennis for ages. I'm sure you'll beat me easily.
We can practice for a while first if you prefer. We shouldn't leave it so long until we play next time, since it's our strongest sport.
Sure. I'm not as fit as I should be either, as you no doubt picked up when we played volleyball at college yesterday.
Well, I guess no one puts their best efforts into sports they aren't so keen on. By the way, are you playing in the basketball match on Saturday?
No. To be honest, I'm thinking of giving it up. It's something I'd much rather watch than play.
That's a pity.
I haven't played tennis for ages. I'm sure you'll beat me easily.
We can practice for a while first if you prefer. We shouldn't leave it so long until we play next time, since it's our strongest sport.
Sure. I'm not as fit as I should be either, as you no doubt picked up when we played volleyball at college yesterday.
Well, I guess no one puts their best efforts into sports they aren't so keen on. By the way, are you playing in the basketball match on Saturday?
No. To be honest, I'm thinking of giving it up. It's something I'd much rather watch than play.
That's a pity.
Question 5. You hear a shop assistant talking to a customer.
How did that sweater fit?
Not bad, actually, though I'm not sure about the colour. Anyway, I think I may abandon my search until another day and concentrate on what I really came in for. I'm going to an important business event next week and need a shirt to go with my suit, as nothing I have really seems suitable. Do you have formal wear in stock?
Indeed we do. In fact, we have a very wide selection of formal garments in addition to our casual range. If you follow me over to the formal wear section, I'm sure we'll be able to sort you out with just the right thing. How did that sweater fit?
Not bad, actually, though I'm not sure about the colour. Anyway, I think I may abandon my search until another day and concentrate on what I really came in for. I'm going to an important business event next week and need a shirt to go with my suit, as nothing I have really seems suitable. Do you have formal wear in stock?
Indeed we do. In fact, we have a very wide selection of formal garments in addition to our casual range. If you follow me over to the formal wear section, I'm sure we'll be able to sort you out with just the right thing.
Question 6. You hear a man talking about his job as a lighting technician in a theatre.
How's your new job, Michael? You're part of the theatre lighting team, aren't you?
Yeah. Tonight's the first performance I'll be involved with. I expected to be nervous about it, in case I get something wrong. Fortunately, though, the whole responsibility doesn't lie with me to get everything right. And once everything's up and running, I'll be able to enjoy it. Even if I do make one or two errors, the audience probably won't realise. I'm sure I'll be pretty tired by the end of it, with all the concentration and so on. It'll be a real buzz, though. I've wanted to work in theatre for so long.
How's your new job, Michael? You're part of the theatre lighting team, aren't you?
Yeah. Tonight's the first performance I'll be involved with. I expected to be nervous about it, in case I get something wrong. Fortunately, though, the whole responsibility doesn't lie with me to get everything right. And once everything's up and running, I'll be able to enjoy it. Even if I do make one or two errors, the audience probably won't realise. I'm sure I'll be pretty tired by the end of it, with all the concentration and so on. It'll be a real buzz, though. I've wanted to work in theatre for so long.
Question 7. You hear a boy talking about school.
I'm pretty good at maths, and I've had some good results in homework projects lately. I just find it, I don't know, fairly easy, really, which means there isn't much challenge in it for me. My teacher says I'm talented, unlike history, where I struggle to remember all the dates and stuff. I know I should take more interest in it. It just doesn't do it for me. I guess the highlight of the school day is art. That's where I really seem able to let my imagination take over. I'm pretty good at maths, and I've had some good results in homework projects lately. I just find it, I don't know, fairly easy really, which means there isn't much challenge in it for me. My teacher says I'm talented, unlike history, where I struggle to remember all the dates and stuff. I know I should take more interest in it. It just doesn't do it for me. I guess the highlight of the school day is art. That's where I really seem able to let my imagination take over.
Question 8. You hear a travel agent talking about a journey.
Now, Mr. Birch, the good news is that I've been able to arrange a flight for you, getting you to Houston by Wednesday morning for the price you wanted to pay. But the bad news is that it does involve a few stopovers. You see, you first fly to Amsterdam, arriving late Tuesday morning, and then take the transatlantic flight to JFK Airport in New York, where you have to wait for about 3 hours for your connecting flight to your final destination, which will be coming from Los Angeles and... Now, Mr. Birch, the good news is that I've been able to arrange a flight for you, getting you to Houston by Wednesday morning for the price you wanted to pay. But the bad news is that it does involve a few stopovers. You see, you first fly to Amsterdam, arriving late Tuesday morning, and then take the transatlantic flight to JFK Airport in New York, where you have to wait for about 3 hours for your connecting flight to your final destination, which will be coming from Los Angeles and...
That is the end of part 1.